you know, I kind of look at the meat market as having two doors. Like, there's a front door for the customers, and then there's a back door for all the business. So I was wondering, you know, based on stories you heard and such, if you could comment on the customers that would come into the meat
market. Oh, the customers, I mean, generations of customers. In fact, we just talked about it because the meat market is now up for sale, and they were getting a history together. And one of their famous customers was Franklin Roosevelt. Ordered sausage from the butcher shop.
Wow. That's really awesome.
And I mean, in the early days of the shop, I mean, all the people that came out from Milwaukee to go to Cedar Lake, that's, I think, where it really got to be really well known. You know, 20 years ago when, I mean, just the fact that it was so well known, 20 years ago or 25 years ago, really before the credit card got used a great deal and you always wrote out checks, if I would go to Milwaukee, I mean, six times a year I'd be in a store and writing out a check, and they'd say, it's Slinger, Wisconsin, in the name, and they would ask me if I knew about the butcher shop.
Really?
Yeah. So it's, cool. You know, it was very well known for many years.
Yes. And it still is, because...
Well, anybody that's ever had the stuff, like Cocklemeyer's Bakery, if we only could have some of that. Their hard rolls and Gundrum sausage, boy, that was a sandwich. Hmm. Do you remember it all?
Well, what about... So people came from all over.
Yes, really, they did.
And
I mean, even when Tom had the meat market, in those last... Even those... You know, he was there like 28 years. There would be people that lived in Alaska who would come here and hunt, have their meat made into summer sausage here, and have it shipped to Alaska.
Can you comment anything about, like you said, deer season was obviously a busy time.
It was a very busy time.
Were there differences, you know, at certain times of year, holidays, deer season?
Well, sure, that was the hard part about that business. All of the business came at deer season and Christmas.
Okay.
That's when the big push was. So that made it very hard because they were trying to get all of that accomplished. Plus, not in the last years, but prior to that, when the farmers would bring their beef in to be cut up. Mm-hmm. They didn't slaughter anymore before my father-in-law was out. The slaughtering was over. Tom never slaughtered.
Okay.
And
did he slaughter on the site?
Oh,
or
yes.
Did he go to the farms?
No, okay. They slaughtered on site.
Okay.
Back in the barn was a slaughterhouse. I can still remember when I was in high school, they still slaughtered back then. So in, you know, in 1958, 59, 60, they still were slaughtering then.
Okay.
But then the state stepped in and you had to have all state-of-the-art stuff, you know. You know, those first, you know, 60 years that the shop was, you know, people were fine. But after that, you know, they had to make sure that it all went their way, which Tom always said their purpose was to just make it all under one thing and have it all exactly the same. I mean, that was a struggle that they had from, I would say, like I said, those by 1955 or so, from then on, they struggled with the state constantly.
Somebody came back from Door County, and they were at a restaurant that's run by the Colson family. They're natives of Slinger, Colson. I don't know. And they own a restaurant up there. I guess they've had it for 40 years. And they wanted to know what happened to the Gundrum sausage recipe.
We have it.
You have it.
Yes, we do.
But then the comment was it probably wasn't the recipe, but the smoking process.
Yes, it really is all of it, but the trick is, it's not only the smoking process, but you have to have the wood smokehouses. You cannot, it does not work with the gas smokehouses that the state insists everyone has today. I believe there's only six places in the state of Wisconsin that are grandfathered in.
Oh, really?
And one of them is down on Mequon Road, the House of Sausage.
Okay.
And if you go east on Mequon Road, past the high school, you know, on Mequon Road, and then out that way is the shopping center is right there. A little ways down the road on the left-hand side is called the House of Sausage. And they have the closest that you're going to get to Gundrum sausage. But the state won't allow. They can't see it controlled, so they don't like the process. But before Tom died, him and Mickey had contacted a man with the state, with the meat department at the UW-Madison, and they were going through the process to see if they could approve of this. And by then, Tom got sick, and they really didn't follow through. But the man retired, so they'd had to start all over. But it's called cold smoking, and it is good for all those years, all the time they ever tested our sausage or anything. They never found any bacteria in it at all. But because it isn't a process that they can see the numbers, at this long it's at this temperature, at this long it's at this temperature, and so on, they don't want to approve it because they cannot see the numbers and control it. Even if Tom used to send sausage all the time to be tested, never did it come back with any bacteria in it.
Do you know how long it took to smoke? I mean, it's a multi-day process.
From the smoking took 3 days. Okay. But there was also the curing and so on. Yeah, that had to be cured. It had to be stuffed. It had to be hung. I think overnight they hung it. And then it went into the smokehouse. And that was a 3-day process.
Do you know where they got the wood from?
Oh, yeah. They got the wood from, really, people would, it's something he would tell somebody if you take down this kind of a tree, then you don't, like Jerry's dad, they would bring in the hickory and they would bring in all the different woods. So people that cut down trees would do it